it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Take off with flyshannon.ie, proud sponsors of FLA News.
And it's time now for our weekly look ahead to Fláchiúil Éireann Ennis 2017. And I'm joined in studio by a couple of guests to discuss the impact of the event on Ennis and in Clare. William Cahir's president of Ennis Chamber, and Michael Queeley, is chair of Inish Lekela, managing director then of AMQ, accounting and consulting practice based in the town. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us this morning. A lot has been said, Michael, of the FLA, and not just how it'll bring visitors last August and this August, but that as a showcase for Clare, it will see people return.
Yes.
Is that going to be the case? And has it even been the case this year? Probably a bit soon yet. But
well, it's a long-term play. You know, we have, myself and William had a good chat outside before we came on air. And I suppose over the years, you have an awful lot of people have moved to Ennis because of music. You have a lot of people who are interested in the culture and the arts that have moved here. And I suppose they've formed various relationships with the county over the years. Mm. I think that what we need to do, my view of the FLA is that, of course, it's brilliant long term. It's a brilliant short term gain,
of course,
for businesses.
Yeah.
But in the long term, there's a lot of things happening in the macro end of things for Ennis. You've got the interconnectivity with Galway and Limerick. You've got great initiatives that William is engaged in at the moment with the Chamber. And really, we want to put forward a really good foot and present ourselves in the best light to people who will come through. And like, I know musicians that are the, you know, they're the managing directors of their companies in the States or in the UK, or they're on the dole. You have the full spectrum. And
okay.
And what we want to do, you never know who you're talking to when you meet them. So what we want to do really, from a business point of view, is make them fall in love with Ennis and as much as we can, you know.
And how do you do that, William?
I suppose just by giving people the opportunity of seeing Ennis. I suppose one of the difficulties Ennis has had is that we're not good at promoting ourselves and we're not good at talking about how good we are. I mean, people talk about other places in Ireland, but I mean, in my opinion, Ennis is definitely at the forefront of one of the best places to come visit and definitely one of the places to work and live in the country. So like, the FLA allows us to showcase that, whatever about the short-term gain of the actual festival, but the longer-term gain really is that we're reintroducing Ennis to a whole cohort of people that might have forgotten about Ennis. I mean, even people in the county, you talk to a lot of people in the county and they haven't been visiting Ennis as frequently as they have. The FLA gives us the opportunity of opening our doors, inviting everybody in, showing them how good Ennis is. And really the situation is that Ennis and Clare working together is definitely one of the best counties in the country, and that we have the opportunity of attracting great talent.
Okay.
Like, the current environment is quite difficult for employers to get the necessary talent. I mean, if we can show the quality of life that people can have in Ennis and in County Clare, then we've a chance of getting the best employers because they can get the best talent.
And how do you do all of this? And I'll stay with yourself, William, firstly, this, because no offence, but the audience you're talking to this morning, by and large, people who are already very familiar with Ennis and what is on offer here, you have to sell this message to a much broader audience and one that's much further away.
Well, I'll give you the example. One of our, I suppose, a competitor county who are trying to attract talent, and they've done a big brochure with regards to industry in that county. And the front picture of their brochure has a man in a wetsuit holding a surfboard. It actually has nothing to do with the actual infrastructure, but it's all about attracting the talent.
Mm.
Ennis has fabulous pubs, fabulous shops. It's a lovely place to come. It's a great place to live. All of the villages around Clare are very good and definitely to the forefront of each of their particular categories for the size that they're at. And really, the FLA is, you're reintroducing, there's 200,000, 300,000 people are coming to the county and going to see the county. Like, Clare Tourism have buses going every day from Ennis out around the county. Mm. FLA TV, I think, again, are going to be in all of the various villages. There's being a big emphasis with regards to sessions being on in the various villages and to musicians. weekends visiting the various villages. So that really just showcases Clare. And as Michael said, you don't know, there could be a managing director of a company down. I know the American Embassy are hosting a very big event on the Friday during the Flow in Woodstock Hotel that the chambers have been invited to, that there's a large number of managing directors, there's any number of ambassadors coming down this year, and we're definitely putting a push on behind the scenes to make sure that the necessary connections are made and that these are longer term connections that can be followed up on after the fact.
It might be very difficult to measure the success, but if you had
people
moving here, if you had more people visiting here, that's what the aim is, clearly.
It's a very interesting thing. I think you've got to put your best foot forward. It's very hard to measure. You put your best foot forward, you offer them what you do best, your good hospitality, your good service, your good culture, your welcome. And you hope then that it pays dividends down the line. And, you know, I have a good friend who's an insurance lawyer in Milan, and he got introduced to Irish music probably 25, 30 years ago. And he comes over and we were chatting about music, and at one point, and he said, you know, he compared Ennis and music like Tuscany and red wine, you know. So, and that's how he sees it, you know, which is brilliant. And he comes every year, and you just need a decision to be made where Ennis is one of the subjects for discussion, and somebody, and it tips the balance, and that's what you're hoping for, you know.
So the benefits of all of this are very obvious, but I guess the question that I'm left with, Michael, is how do you put your foot forward? How do you tell everybody about how great Clare is?
I think we've got to just do what we do sensibly. We've got to not take short-term, not to milk the flesh short-term, do it, be responsible long-term business people that we are. And I think all the clever people really aren't going to abuse the flat. They're going to keep their prices steady. They're going to provide good quality services, and they will see the long-term benefit of having this amount of people come through the town. From a musician's point of view, I'd love to see, last year the weather was bad, people stayed away. We have the best music, singers, dancers, storytellers in the world in Clare, and I'd love to see them coming in, partaking in the flat. We had a lot of street activities last year, and we have unprecedented media coverage. We'd just love to see the talent of Clare come into Ennis for the FLA, be part of those documentaries that go out around the world, and then hope that it captures somebody in the process, you know. But it's really just about trying our best and then hope for the best after that, you know.
And from a business point of view, what would you like to see, or what will be happening?
Well, I suppose what is happening behind the scenes, as I said, this year we're very conscious of, with regards to who are the actual visitors going to be. As I said, we're already identifying the ambassadors, key business people that are actually visiting for the flat, just to make sure that we say hello and welcome them to the area, but make sure that they get out and enjoy the flat, and that they see the best of Ennis, and that they see that Ennis is a place that is open for business. I suppose from a business point of view, what we're being really putting emphasis on this year is that, look, the town is open for business the entire week. Friday, Saturday and Sunday of the main weekend, obviously, is going to be extremely busy. But earlier in the week, people can get in. There is parking. People will be able to come in and do their daily business. They'll also be able to come in and enjoy the flat. And one thing that I would have said, the earlier part of the week last year was extremely enjoyable, and that I would encourage a lot more local people to come in and see it and visit it before it gets extremely busy, maybe on the Friday and Saturday. And especially if you have young children and families, it's an ideal opportunity to come in and see the town. And I suppose look at the town, look at the improvements to the town, the painting that has gone on, the visuals of the town are extremely good. And I would definitely say that Ennis is to the forefront of anywhere in Ireland at the moment with the effort that's been put in around the flat. And I know that the hoteliers and ourselves through the chamber, we're hoping that we'll be launching a very big prize during the FLA, and that also the hotels are looking to garner the names of the independent travellers, and a lot of the hotels are talking about trying to make more accommodation available for independent travellers and for Irish people throughout the year, rather than just taking in tour bookings.
So trying to get more than from different aspects.
Yes,
the multi-strand approach, what we're talking about this morning. I'm just joked in finally, Michael, in a brief time, but I think it's an important point that, be you a volunteer or just a visitor, you're talking about trying to give people a good experience and send away where it goes. We all have a job to do in that.
That's right.
I mean, helping somebody who's lost can make a massive difference, you know.
To be fair, we do it all the time. We don't even think about it. It's just sometimes when you have a big event here, you can get dizzy with what's happening, and we just need to do what we always do. We always make people welcome. We are a great town. And just not do anything silly for the flag when it's on.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a success and hopefully we'll reap the rewards for years to come. Michael Creeley and William Carr, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Take off with flyshannon.ie. Proud sponsors of FLA News.
Thanks very much for all of your company, your comments and everything else this morning as well. I wanted to read one more that came in during our sports chat. No names on this one from either the caller or who they're referring to, but a caller says that they would like to thank an elderly man who yesterday morning, in the absence of a referee, went out and refereed two under-12 hurling matches at Cusick Park. Sounds like this man played a big part in helping him go ahead, and well done to him for getting involved. And thank you very much to the caller as well for sharing that with us this morning. We're back with you tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock. I'll be here with you again. We will be talking about that move to charge tenants 2 months' rent in advance as part of the security deposit. Is this the tip of the iceberg? Is it going to be the standard going forward? We'll have financial advice from Tommy Corbett and we'll discuss Loophead as a foodie destination. Aaron Cunningham scored 2 goals for Clare this past Saturday in their victory over Tipperary. Pat Monaghan told me that. Pat Monaghan, you are the winner of today's Family Pass for the Clare Castle Show, which takes place this coming Sunday. That'll be available for you to pick up here at reception at Clare FM, and for the rest of you, you can win that tomorrow. We'll be giving it away again on Tuesday's edition of the show. My thanks to Fiona McGarry and to Ben Sweeney for their work and production, to Mirren for assistance, and to you for listening. Park Flaherty is up next with the best in music memories.